بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
All great economic decisions should be defined on the basis of the economy of resistance. Imagine that we sign a financial or industrial contract with such and such a country. It should become clear where in the economy of resistance this contract is situated. If we think that the economic improvement of the country is achieved only through foreign investment, this is a mistake. Of course, foreign investment is a good thing, but it fills in only one of the blanks on the table. What is more important than foreign investment in activating domestic capacities? We have many dormant capacities that should be activated. This is more important. Of course, foreign investment is necessary to exist alongside. But if we make everything dependent on foreign investment, this is also a mistake.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Sometimes it is said that they bring new technologies with them. Very well, this is all right. We agree with bringing in new technologies, of course, if they really do so. However, even if they do not bring them, as I have said before, can our youth, who have made achievements in the area of nanotechnology, in the nuclear area, and in the area of building complicated technologies, and who have helped Iran to be among the first of 5 to 10 countries in the world in many areas, not do something to make our oil wells produce more oil? Can they not improve our oil refineries? Or can they not improve the other areas which need to be improved and in which we need foreign technology? Certainly, if this technology is transferred during our transactions with foreigners, this is all right with us, and we do not have any objections. Notice that today, meticulous analysts who work on economic and political matters of the world bet on our country's economy of resistance. The issue is of which such great importance and sensitivity. They argue and bet on whether the economy of resistance that Iran has brought up will or will not produce results. It is of such tremendous importance. Therefore, this defines our independence. This was the third criterion that we discussed.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.